Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
We are with another session of the Keynote Club. I'm your host, Bob Hall. I'll be with you for the next hour. In this program, I'll be playing a lot of rhythm and blues, a little bit of country, a little bit of jazz, and a few odd things. So, come in, take your coat off, leave it in the with the hat check girl, sit down at the bar, pour yourself a beer, and listen to the band. First out of the hat today is Piney Brown. He was from Arkansas. He's Piney Brown with Bobby Smith's band, and How About Rocking With Me?
In town. Yes, I've got a gal, she's the sweetest gal in town. Yes, and every time she kisses me, she makes my love come down. Yes, how about rocking with you a little tonight? Yes, I want to rock you, baby, squeeze and hold you tight. Yes, I want to rock you, baby, love you with all my might. Call me the rockin' king. Yes, I know I'm rockin' man. Well, I'll rock you, baby, like no one else can. Rock, baby, rock.
Piney Brown there, and How About Rocking With Me? That was Piney Brown vocal. He also played the saxophone solo on that, and it was Bobby Smith's band. That's from 1950, and it was on the Apollo label. Okay, I've got a new record here that was kindly sent to me by my friends at Superbird. This is a reissue of some tracks that originally were heard on The Beat, which was the first syndicated black television program in history, the brainchild of William Hoss Allen, a disc jockey from Nashville. And the track I've chosen is Mighty Joe Young. And Tell Me Why You Want to Hurt Me.
Here we go.
Mighty Joe Young there from the TV show The Beat, recorded sometime around 1966. Okay, moving back along a little bit in time now, I'd like to play you Lightning Hopkins. I always like to play Lightning Hopkins, one of the true greats of blues. This is Lightning in a Rocking Mood. This was on Herald. He recorded a lot of stuff for Herald in the 50s. This is from 1954, and it's Moving On Out.
Thank you.
Christ did.
You better watch it. That was Lightning Hopkins, one of the true blues greats, and some real rocking guitar there. You don't often hear him in that sort of form. Moving right along, I'd like to play you a country diva who doesn't very often get on the radio these days. This is Kitty Wells. I mean, you get a lot of Dolly Parton and all the Patsy Cline, all those kind of folks, but you very rarely hear Kitty Wells. And the reason is that, I think, that Kitty didn't have very many scandals attached to her life. She was a housewife, just a plain ordinary country folk with a wonderful voice and a real hook in the voice. She of course recorded It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, which was her hit, but she had 35 successive top 20 country hits, and yet she's hardly ever heard these days. I'd like to play you a track of hers that again is not one of her best known songs, but one that I think is rather fun. This is called Death at the Bar. Kitty Wells there and Death at the Bar. So well, that's telling you, isn't it? Stay off the sauce. Going back in time now, this is this week's rare record. This comes from the Pete Whelan collection, another from Pete Whelan, and this is on the Black Patty label. Black Patty, it only existed for about a year. It was the brainchild of Mayo Williams. Was very unsuccessful, but Mayo managed to get some really fine blues artist to record for his label, but they didn't sell terribly well. And this is one of this is Moselle Alderson, who had a lot of success with Georgia Tom under the pseudonym of Kansas City Kitty. But here she is under her own name on the Black Patty label. This is Black Patty 8004. If you ever run across a copy in a junk shop, I'd buy it. It's probably worth not much less than $50,000. This is Moselle Alderson with Blind James Beck on piano.
Don't you know the day, Red Day?
What all day?
Red Day, you know your $5 off the last 3 weeks and all of this. And you got away one more. Coming back in fine, me, come.
You're on your way, Mama.
And you got away one more. Coming back in fine, me, come.
Who's calling you?
Moselle Alderson with Blind James Beck on piano. A little bit scratchy, but it's probably the only copy left in the world. Moving right along, this is a much better known group. This is the Modern Jazz Quartet and one of their classic numbers, D and E. Well, I suppose it's a little bit better than A and E. Anyway, here we go. Thank you. Modern Jazz Spot this week, Deity by the MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet. A little traditional jazz now. This is a Coleman Hawkins group. It, I guess, goes back to 1930. It was led by Jack Purvis on trumpet, J.C. Higginbottom trombone, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, of course, Adrian Rollini baritone, Frankie Frober on piano. Frankie Frober was the guy who subsequently recorded I Told You I Loved You in 32 Bars, which is a big hit. Will Johnson guitar and Charles Kegley drums. Several of these people are alleged on the record label to sing, but as far as I can tell, there's no singing on this at all. The track is called Dismal Dan. One of those endings specially adapted to catch presenters out. That was Dismal Dan, a Coleman Hawkins group recorded in New York, April 1930. Okay, moving right along to the gospel spot. This week it's the Soul Stirrers. This was a track they recorded in 1950 for a specialty in Hollywood, and it's called By and By. Soul Starers there, and By and By, great gospel group. I think Sam Cooke was with them at one time for a while. Okay, you're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Any complaints, please address them to the website. I need to leave you for a moment for this important message, but I'll be back in a flash. I bet they must have practiced for years to get that ending right. No prizes for guessing there that that was Professor Longhair, the great New Orleans piano player, Professor Longhair. Practically every other blues and boogie pianist you see these days is trying to sound like him. Anyway, let's move on and go to the Cajun spot. Same sort of area, I guess, Louisiana. This was recorded in Ville Platte in 1966 by Donnie Jacobs. Not traditional Cajun by any means, but it's got that kind of swamp feel about it. I hope you like it. Donny Jacobs there, and Street Walking Woman. This, gonna change the tempo a little bit now and move over to a complete unknown. I mean, Donny Jacobs was fairly obscure, but this guy is Freddie Coleman. The Freddie Coleman Orchestra was recorded in New York in 1953 on the Jubilee label. And apart from the fact that he was born in New Orleans, nothing is known about Freddie Coleman at all, except that he made this one really good record.
Like a hole in the ground. The world's a mess since you up and left the town. Yes, the world's a mess since you up and left the town. I don't care about the high cost of living, but my baby doesn't put me down. Hey, 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 the more you take away, the bigger it gets, the bigger it gets, the less you have. Never be found. My love for you is like a hole in the ground. She don't cast my shadow, don't come a lot of ground. She don't cast my shadow, don't come a lot of ground. But when she kisses me out, baby, put me down. Hey, hey, the more you take away, the bigger it gets. Yes, you have to restore it, never be found. My love for you is like a hole in the ground. A hole in the ground ain't a pretty place to be. No, a hole in the ground ain't a pretty place to be. But I'm gonna crawl right in and put my baby running out to me. Yes, you have to restore it, never be found. My love for you be like a hole in the ground.
Hole in the ground there. From the Freddie Coleman Orchestra. Okay, folks, we come this week to once again to the challenging record of the week. This one comes from Dave Bartholomew. Dave was a session musician, arranger, songwriter, one of the pivotal figures in New Orleans music in the 50s and 60s. His band backed an absolute host of stars. He made hundreds of hit records. This is Dave with his own composition, which was... It was a hit for Chuck Berry. I don't know that Dave's version really did all that much, but anyway, it's a little ditty called "My Ding-a-Ling."
Hey. like to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the greatest thing. My ding-a-ling is the greatest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling. When you're young and you're on the go, your ding-a-ling won't ever get sore. But when you're old and you've lost your sting, you don't need a doggone thing. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the greatest thing. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my ding-a-ling. A little girl, she lived next door. I like to play with her yo-yo. She like to play with my yo-yo string, but she will not play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Oh my, it's the cutest thing. My ding-a-ling is the cutest thing. When Sing plays with my
Dave Bartholomew and My Ding-a-Ling. A salutary lesson to us all there, I think. Okay, let's change the mood a little. And although, no, let's keep to the same sort of thing. While we're on songs with silly titles, this is Champion Jack Dupree and Shim Sham Shimmy. That was Champion Jack Dupree knocking himself out on the Shim Sham Shimmy, great New Orleans pianist. Jack spent a certain amount of time in Chicago in the 30s. I think he was resident there for a while. And he almost certainly ran across our next artist. This is Merlene Johnson, a star of the Chicago club circuit in the late 30s. And she was known as the Yaz Yaz Gal. She had quite a career. This is Merlene and... kind of classic Chicago number. This is Don't You Leave Me Here. Merlene Johnson there, recorded in Chicago in 1938, Don't You Leave Me Here. We haven't had anything from the King record label this week, so let's remedy that. Play this track by Todd Rhodes. Todd Rhodes was from Kentucky, spent a lot of time in Detroit. His band in the late 40s backed people like Winoni Harris, and this is a track by Todd himself. He was a piano player, arranger. And singer. This is King 4509, and it's If Your Daddy's Dogging Around. And Your Daddy's Dogging Around. Strange how the meaning of words has changed over the years.
Finally found So you see, I'm no clown, won't stand no dogging around.
That was Your Daddy's Dogging Around by the Todd Rhodes Orchestra. I have no idea who the singer was, but it didn't sound like Todd Rhodes to me. Okay, let's change over now to a little bit of doo-wop. This is the Dewdroppers, and a track from Red Robin, the Red Robin label. This is from 1953. The Dewdroppers were a New York City group, and they recorded for a number of labels: RCA, Groove, Red Robin, and so on. Now, they didn't really get a great hit record, but this was, I think, a rather nice one. This is called Go Back.
Go back, we're back. I don't want you no more. Go back,
get out.
I don't want you no more. Go back,
we're back.
I don't want you no more, go back.
Way back.
I don't want you no more. I got another baby, that's for sure. I don't want you no more.
You used to fuss and fight, stay out all night. Everything I said, there was nothing, never right. Now I'm closing my door in your face. You better go back round there and try to find another place, because I got another baby, that's for sure. I don't want you no more. Go back, go back.
Go back,
go back,
go back,
go back, go back,
go back,
go back, go back,
get out my house.
Because I got another baby, that's for sure. I don't want you no more.
Sure, I don't want you no more.
She never argues,
she never fusses or fights.
Sings me love songs
every night.
Takes a comb,
yeah.
She combs my hair,
cook my breakfast,
will
serve it to me in bed. I know she loves me,
treats me right. I don't want you no more. Go back,
don't want you no more.
Go back.